Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry and WISC in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to bring things to you that I think are extra special, and I also put in things I call Wombats. A wombat is a non-commercial thing. Tonight I have a wombat recording, and it's odd things, and that's what gives the show its name, Wombats and Music. The first song tonight's country music. It's The Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Cafe by C.W. McCall. And he's a truck driver with his dog, Sloan, and he's trying to romance this waitress named Mavis. But it gets a little rough along the way. So listen in and hear how C.W. McCall does with The Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Cafe.
Well, Interstate 80, we was cutting the fog, just me and old Sloan. Old Sloan's my dog. We had an 18-wheeler with 10 on the floor and a stereo laying a strip. And then we spied a sign that says eat gas now. We decided to whip in and pick up some chow at the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Cafe.
Oh,
looking for Mavis.
The Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Cafe.
Now we've been every place between here and South Sioux, and we've seen us a truck stop waitress or two, but this gal's built like a burlap bag full of bobcats. She's got it together. While she filled my tank, I said, thank you, honey. Name was Mavis, I gave her the money. Old Sloan just sat there watching and wagging and wishing. I says, you wait in the truck, boy. Then I went inside. She says, what'll it be? I says, a cup of your best and a number three. She came back with an order to go and a quart of hot C and a bone for Sloan. I said, much obliged. Old Sloan give a bark. I left her a buck and he left his heart at the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Cafe.
Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin'. Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin'. Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin'.
Well, Saturday night, and we was trucking along. Yeah, me and old Sloan was getting it on. I said, Sloan, I've been thinking on a getting up a courage, and tonight's the night. Well, I popped the clutch, gave Tranny a spin, took the BB Town Ram, and slid on in to the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Cafe.
Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin'. Oh, the Old Home Filler Up.
It never closes.
The Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Cafe.
Well, I got me stool, took a load off my shoes, made Mavis an offer that she couldn't refuse. She says, how'd you like to go for a ride with me and old Sloan? I just had my truck washed. She allowed us out, sounded like a whole lot of fun, but we was gonna have to wait until the dishes was done. And was it all right with me if she brought along her mother as a chaperone? I said, why not? Well, we geared that tranny into super low, and the four of us went to see a picture show. Yeah, I took him to the drive-in theater over by Pisgah to see True Grit. Saw the late, late show, old Sloan hit the sack, and then along about 2 o'clock, I hauled him on back to the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Cafe.
Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin'. Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin'. Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Cafe.
8 stools and a promise.
Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin'. Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin'. Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Cafe.
They got a real nice place there.
That was The Old Home Filler Up and Keep On a Truckin' Cafe by C.W. McCall. Next up is Ghost Riders in the Sky, and the two singers here are Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash, and I love their voices, both of them, each of them. I'm a singer, and I recorded songs, not for commercially, I mean, but there's something in their voice that I wish I had. It's an edge, it's an exciting thing. Both of them, Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash. This is a great song for them to sing, Ghost Riders in the Sky.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Along a ridge he rested as he went along his way. All at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged brush. And up the plow he drove.
Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the skies, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yo,
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 yippee-yi-yo.
Ghost riders in the sky.
Reggie Young.
Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. Cause they'll have to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear them cry.
As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yo.
Riders in the sky.
Ghost riders in the sky.
That was Ghost Riders in the Sky, sung by Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash. Little change of pace coming up here. The next song is from the Broadway musical called Jacques Brel is Alive and Well, Living in Paris, and I often play songs from there. This one is called I Loved by Ellie Stone. The two things I want to tell you, one is listen for Ellie Stone's voice. To have that kind of talent. And the second thing is, Jacques Brel wrote all these songs in French and someone translated them into English and they came out so nice. I Loved by Ellie Stone.
I loved all games and fairy tales, as strangely odd as that may seem. I loved firelight and witches' tales. You see, you were there in my dreams. I lived in a tower, cloud top high, to stop your love from passing by. For this I simply had to do. You see, I was waiting for you. I knew I adored you now. forgotten your name.
Ellie Stone and I Loved. Next up is Glenn Yarborough, a very famous singer in his time, Whistling Gypsy. This is a folk song, and I've heard so many versions of it, different tunes, different words, but the theme is always the same. The tramp-like gypsy bum guy with nothing woos a lady in Windsor and takes her away from her castle. That's the story, and this is one of them. Whistling Gypsy by Glenn Yarborough.
Shady. He whistled and he sang till the greenwood rang. He won the heart of a lady.
Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, die-day. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-day, oh. He whistled and he sang till the greenwood rang. He won the heart of a lady.
Left her father's castle gate. She left her fair young lover. She left her servants and her state to follow her gypsy rover. Sing it with us.
Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, die-day. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-day, oh. He whistled and he sang. He won the heart of a lady.
She left behind her velvet gown, shoes of Spanish leather. They whistled and they sang till the greenwood rang. They rode off together. Whistle.
On a goose-feathered bed, silken sheets for cover. Tonight she sleeps on the cold, cold ground beside her gypsy rover.
Everybody now.
Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, die-day. Ah-dee-doo, whistled and he sang till the greenwood rang. He won the heart of a lady.
That was Whistling Gypsy, sung by Glenn Yarborough. Next up is from the 50s, Mule Train by Frankie Lane. And now, you know, we have Amazon. You can order it and get it almost the same day. Sometimes I do get things the same day. Back many years ago, the Amazon was the mule train. And it might take 6 months or a year to get what you ordered. But the mule train would bring it to you. And this is Frankie Lane singing the story, the song of the mule train.
Mule train, yeah, yeah. Mule train, clippity clopping over hill and plain. Seems as how they'll never stop. Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clopping along. There's a plug of chaw tobacco for a rancher in Corona. A guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona. A dress of calico for a pretty Navajo. Get along, mute. Get along. You train. Yeah, yeah. You train. Clippity clopping along the mountain chain. They're gonna reach the top. Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clopping all along. There's some cotton thread and needles for the folks away out yonder. A shovel for a miner who left his home to wander. Some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along, mute. Get along. You train, yeah, yeah. You train, clippity clopping through the wind and rain. They'll keep going till they drop. Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clopping all along. There's a letter full of sadness and it's black around the border. A pair of boots for someone who had them made to order. A Bible in the pack for the Reverend Mr. Black. Get along, mute. Get along. Get along, you. Get along.
That was Mule Train, sung by Frankie Lane. Next up is Ruthie Foster with Death Come a Knockin', and some good old gospel singing and a lot of rhythm.
Oh, you know that. You know. You know that death come a knocking on my mother's door, singing, "Come on, mother, ain't you ready to go?" And my mother stooped down, buckled up her shoes, and she moved on down by that Jordan stream, and then she shouted, "Come on, sister, ain't
That was Death Come A-Knockin' by Ruthie Foster. Time for a little Wombat. I get to expound a little. The next song is called Oh, I Had a Golden Thread, sung by Eva Cassidy. And Eva Cassidy's voice made me think of this. I've seen movies and heard people who really are into wines, and they can tell one wine from another, and they some of them give them great pleasure and this sort of thing. There's a movie called Sideways that kind of made fun of it, too. But I to me, all the wines, I mean, I can taste a bad wine, but and occasionally I find something I really like. But in general, they all taste, all the red wines taste pretty much the same to me. I certainly wouldn't pay $50 for a glass when I get one for $3. but I do have something like that. I just ran across the word synesthesia. And let me give you a definition of what that means. It has to do with kind of mixing up your senses. So synesthesia is the neurological condition, a trait in which stimulation of one sensory or cognitive pathway leads to automatic involuntary experiences in a second sensory pathway. Seeing colors when hearing music, that would be one example. Well, when I hear a voice singing, it's like a good wine to me. So earlier we had Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson. Ah, rich flavors in my mind. And then Ellie Stone doing I Loved. And now we're going to have, this is Eva Cassidy. Each one of these, I think, I probably appreciate the same way others who appreciate wine do. They each have a unique character that I can't put into words. It's something to do with synesthesia. But so this is going to be Eva Cassidy, and her voice is another fine wine for me.
So fine.
That was Oh, Had I a Golden Thread by Eva Cassidy. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry and WISC in Wise, Virginia. And it's my chance to play for you things I think are just absolutely marvelous and put in odd things, which I call wombats. And I love sticking these in, so it's wombat time now. So this is going to be a song with me singing it. I recorded myself singing, and it has its own little... I'll give you the introduction to it to tell you where I got the song from, a man named Richard Moss.
Well, this is a song that I used to go to a camp in Massachusetts, and one year an elderly man, probably younger than I am now, came to the camp from North Carolina and brought this song with him. And it's since become pretty standard. It's in most of the songbooks for groups. It's called Time Has Made a Change in Me, but we had never heard it. And it became the thing that summer to sing that song. And we all got him to record it for us. By the end of the week, his voice was almost gone. But he was, as I said, elderly. And so this song is Time Has Made a Change in Me. Time has made a change since my childhood days. Many of my friends have gone away. Some I never more in this life will see. Time has made a change in me. Time has made a change in the old home place. Time has made a change in each smiling face. And I know my friends can plainly see. Time has made a change in me. In my childhood days, I was well and strong. I could climb the hillside all day long. I am not today what I used to be. Time has made a change in me. When I reach my home in that land somewhere, with my friends who wait to meet me over there, free from pain and care, I'll forever be. Time has made a change in me. Time has made a change in the old home place. Time has made a change in each smiling face. And I know my friends can plainly see. Time has made a change in me.
That was me singing Time Has Made a Change. And all those little voice things I'm doing in there, that's the way Richard Moss sang the song to us. That's how I remember hearing it. I didn't make those up. They're just there. Also, I mentioned synesthesia being, people sometimes hear music and see colors, or sometimes they'll see colors and hear music. There's another thing where you hear music and you feel like, I feel like, or it's possible to experience the culture from which it came, or to recognize that it's from a different world, that music comes from somewhere I haven't been, but I'd like to visit. So that's what I see in the next song. This is Pata Pata by Miriam Makeba. And it's from South Africa, where she was from. And this is, the music was a well-known dance. I think it was a wedding dance. Pata Pata by Miriam Makeba. Pata by Miriam Makeba. Next up is Ain't No Grave by Crooked Still. And I'm a banjo fan. I play banjo a bit. And there are two main styles, at least in the old-timey banjo that I like, bluegrass and stuff. There's a frailing banjo, which has a real chinka 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 rhythm. And then there's three-finger, which sort of goes beep, 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 beep. And I like frailing an awful lot. But this song, Ain't No Grave, has got some wonderful three-finger banjo in it. And it rocks. Ain't No Grave by Crooked Still.
My body.
That was Ain't No Grave by Crooked Still. I'm continuing my synesthesia experience of hearing voices and thinking of different lines. So, the next song is Fields of Gold by Sting. And for me, his voice is like champagne.
The sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while upon the fields of Bali. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among. Stay with me, will you be my love among the fields of Bali? We'll forget the sun in its jealous sky as we lie in fields of gold. See the west wind move like a lover's soul. On the fields of Bali, feel her body rise when you kiss her mouth among the fields of gold. I never made promises lightly, and there have been some that I've broken, but I swear in the days still left you walking.
That was Fields of Gold by Sting. And next up is Both Sides Now, which Joni Mitchell and Judy Collins both did wonderful versions of. But this woman doing it now is Jackie Evancho. And I was thinking about her voice while I pursue my synesthesia. Jackie Evancho's voice for me is licorice ice cream.
Rose and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air. feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds guard my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel as every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions I recall. I really don't know. I looked at life that way, but now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day.
That was Both Sides Now by Jackie Evancho. And next up is Kenny Baker, who's one of the best fiddlers, bluegrass and Appalachian old-timey. He's just one of the kings. This is Jerusalem Ridge.
Hey! Thank you.
that was Jerusalem Ridge by Kenny Baker. Sometimes talk about songs being for leavers or leavees. Love songs can be people who are sort of in the middle of a lot of things. This one's called It's All in the Game by Tommy Edwards. And if you've ever had a broken heart, even a little broken heart, this song is one way to try and get through something like that. I wonder if this song will work with the really big broken hearts, badly broken. But listen to see what you think. It's called It's All in the Game.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with him, and your future's looking thin, but these things your hearts can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side with a sweet and he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will fly.
Soon he'll be there at your side
with a sweet bouquet, then he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your hearts will fly away.
That was It's All in the Game by Tommy Edwards. A little blast of Bach here at the end of our show. This is a Bach two-part invention in number 8, played on the Führerisch Harmonic Pedal Piano. Was the Bach two-part invention number 8 played on a Führerisch Harmonic Pedal Piano by P. Barton. And now it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. This is Harry Baya, and I am your host on Wombats and Music, which is where you are right now. And we're getting near the end of the show. Before I go, I want to give you my email address. If you'd like to email me anything to do with this show, It's Harry, H-A-R-Y, at B-A-Y-A, Bravo Alpha Yankee Alpha. That's my last name, Baya. So it's Harry at B-A-Y-A.net, N-E-T, November Echo Tango. And now we're getting to the end of the show. This is where I ask you to join me in the show. You become on the show, so you get to participate. You ready? This is your chance to we're saying goodnight, basically. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.